我们一起同心默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
阿们，哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名。我们在诗歌崇拜之后，我们继续我们安息生日上午的正道聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let us continue our morning Sabbath service after our morning hymnal worship.
来唱赞美诗129首。
Please sing hymn 129.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Now we are going to pray in one accord.
我们祈求神在他所赐福的圣日里头，把他的恩典、平安、福气赐给我们。
We ask God that during His blessed Sabbath day, that He grants us His grace and blessings.
更把他宝贵的话语赏赐给我们。
And moreover, that He shall give us His precious words to receive.
让我们借着他的话语来调整我们的信仰生活。
So that through His words, that we could adjust our daily living accordingly.
来得着他更多的恩典跟祝福。
And so that we can receive more of his grace and blessings.
一起同心跪下祷告。
Let us pray together.
哈利路亚，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
Hallelujah, peace be among brothers and sisters.
在圣经里面，使徒保罗很强调做榜样的一个观念。
In the Bible, Apostle Paul emphasizes to be an example for others.
甚至他要大家效法他，如同他效法耶稣基督一样。
And to the point that he wants everyone to imitate him, just like that he was imitating Jesus Christ.
我们来看几处的经文。
Let's take a look at a few verses.
哥林多前书十一章。
First Corinthians, chapter 11.
十一章第一节。
Chapter 11, verse 1.
十一章一节，你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
Follow my example as I follow example of Christ.
再看腓立比书的三章十七节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3, verse 17.
腓立比书三章十七节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 17.
十七节，弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人。
Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us and as an example, a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do.
让我们再看帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Let's turn to Second Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书三章第七节。
Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 7.
三章七节，你们自己原知道应当怎样效法我们，因为我们在你们中间未尝不按规矩而行。在这几处的经文。我们都看到保罗要我们效法他。
From these few verses, we can tell that Paul wants us to imitate and follow him.
或许我们会认为保罗他喜欢搞这个个人崇拜。
And perhaps you may feel that Paul is proud and that he wants us to worship him.
其实保罗不是这个意思。
In actuality, that's not what Paul meant.
保罗要我们都要过着榜样的生活。
Paul wants us to live a life of example.
有人这么说
Some people might once said this.
说现今的教会最缺乏的不是钱，也不是人才。
That the church during the end time does not lack in money nor manpower.
而是榜样。
But rather we lack in good examples.
被献在祭坛上的榜样。
And the examples that we could offer to God.
好，教会圣工要发展。
In order for the church work to prosper,
个人信仰要成长。
We have to have individual spiritual cultivations.
确实需要有榜样来效法。
And what that means is that we must set examples for others to follow.
所以保罗在劝这个新进的传道人提摩太的时候。
That's why when Paul was encouraging the newly appointed minister Timothy, he said this.
他很简要的提到五件事情。
He mentioned five things to him.
要他做信徒的榜样。
He wants him to be the examples for the believers.
来看提摩太前书的第四章。
Let's turn to Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书四章十二节。
Timothy chapter 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12.
十二节，不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity.
哦，这五个事情啊，当然啊，不能继续迷疑的指出啊，我们在所有的信仰生活上的每一方面。
And these five things represents all aspects of our daily living.
哦，但是啊，大致上，哦，已经给了我们呢一个原则。
And it gives us the principle or framework to follow.
哦，如果每个基督徒都能够在这五方面来做榜样。
If every Christian are able to use these five aspects as examples.
哦，不但啊能够成为其他信徒的榜样，甚至也能够成为这个世界上哦世人们的榜样。
And we should be examples for other members. Moreover, we should be examples for people in this world.
哦，所以以下小弟想借着上午跟下午这两堂聚会的时间，来跟大家分享这五方面。做榜样的生活。
So today, during the first session, second session, I'd like to use these five things to share with everyone as examples that we should take up in our daily living.
哎，第一个。
So the first one.
要在言语上做榜样。
We have to set an example in our speech.
来看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew, Book of Matthew.
马太福音十二章。
Book of Matthew, chapter 12.
马太福音十二章三十六节、三十七节
，verses 36 and 37。
十二章三十六节
，chapter 12 verse 36。
我又告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子，必要句句供出来。三十七节
，37。
因为要凭你的话定你为义。也要凭你的话定你有罪。哦，这是多么严重的一个警告。
This is a very serious warning for us.
哦，我们俗话说啊，说言为心声啊，哦，言语啊是表达人思想的工具。
And there's a saying that the words that that comes out of our mouth reflects what we think about in our hearts.
哦，但是在这里。主耶稣告诉我们，当审判的日子，哦，不但是我们正经八百的讲论要受审判。
Here, Jesus tells us during the judgment day, not only our words will be judged.
哦，那个正经八百讲的，哦，那个 serious 讲的话，哦，就连那个啊，轻松的聊天呢，哦，也要一句一句的供出来。
Not only will we be judged on our casual account of our words, but the serious account of our words, but even the casual words will be accounted for.
哦，所以啊，我们如果真的相信主所说的话
，If we truly believe the words of Jesus,
哦，那我们呢 可得当心我们所说的每一句话了。
So we must take note and care about every single words that comes out of our mouths.
我们来看雅各书。
Let's turn to Book of James.
雅各书的三章六节。
James chapter 3 verse 6.
雅各书三章第六节。
James chapter 3 verse 6.
舌头就是火，在我们白体中，舌头是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。在这里呀，雅各告诉我们，舌头就像火一样。
Here James tells us that our tongue, is like a fire.
哦，火有两个作用。
There's two functions, to fire.
哦，一方面可以帮助人。
The first function can help people.
给人光明，给人温暖，给人能力。
Gives us light, gives us warmth, and gives us energy.
好，那另外一方面呢，火也有破坏的力量。
On the other side, fire has a destruction function.
好，能够焚烧一切的财产以及人的生命。
It could destroy and burn up our possessions and also our lives.
哦，带给人损伤，带给人灾难。
It gives us destruction, gives us tribulations.
哦，所以我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们应当要注意我们自己的舌头到底是属于哪一种火。
So, as we think about this, let us think about what function of our tongue serves. In this case,
哦，带给人呢，是哪一种作用？
Do our tongue bring what kind of functions or effect to other people?
哦，是帮助人的，还是伤害人的？
Do we help people with our tongue, or do we hurt others with our tongue?
哦，所以我们呢，要小心我们的言语啊。
So we have to be careful of our words and languages.
哦，今天呢，有很多的人本来应该是神所要重用的器皿。
There's a lot of people that originally God intend to use them greatly.
哦，按着他们的恩赐、才干、心思等等啊，哦，都能够为主所重用。
And technically, they have a lot of talent, a lot of capabilities to do good work for the Lord.
哦，只可惜呀，他们的口啊，拦阻了他们成为神重用的器皿。
However, because of their mouth, the words that they use, they end up not able to be used by the Lord.
哦，成了他们个人的这个破口漏洞。
And that their tongue became their weakness.
哦，把他们呢好不容易累积做工的果效，通通给漏出去的。
And it's basically a chink in their armor, and that through their tongue, they're losing a lot of good effects from their work.
哦，有一次啊，一个慕道朋友
，the once was a truth seeker.
哦，跟小弟说啊，传道，哦，我啊这一次哦，一定要洗礼啊，我已经下定决心了。
And he tells the preacher that this time I am determined to be baptized.
哦，但是。没有多久啊，却看不到他来聚会。
However, after a few while, we could not see him anymore at our services.
哦，于是啊，这个传道就跟负责人去探访他。
Consequently, the preacher went with the board member to visit this truth seeker.
哦，要明白为什么哦，哎，他本来已经笃定的呀，要接受救恩，哎，怎么一下子啊，他又放弃了
？Wanting to understand and find out why is it that originally that he was determined to be baptized and receive the salvation of God, but later, he doesn't come to church anymore.
哦，后来才知道啊，哦，原来啊，哦，他啊，在这个闲聊的时候啊，还听到有一些弟兄姐妹彼此论断
，and basically, ending, they found out that it was during a casual conversation that this truth seeker overheard other members of our church quarrel or criticize others.
哦，当媳妇的啊，哦，在这个数落婆婆的不是啊，当婆婆的互相在教导要怎么样啊，哦，这个要修理媳妇的这个哈。哎，这个方法哦。
And he overheard the in-laws criticizing their relatives and vice versa.
哇，让这个慕道朋友啊大吃一惊啊！原来啊教会啊跟外面也是差不多啊。
And this truth seeker was shocked after learning of this and discovered that there's no difference between our church members and worldly people.
哦，把大家哦好不容易啊平常所累积所做的功啊，通通漏掉了。
And because of that, all the good work and the preparation and the efforts that were placed upon this truth seeker were in vain.
哦，有个教会。
There once was a church.
哦，在这个聚会的时候啊，老是有一些弟兄姐妹哦 不进来听道理，哦，通通在餐厅在副堂聊天。
That for some reason during service, some of the members had a bad habit of not coming into the chapel to listen to the words of God, but rather they hung out in the lobby area or in the kitchen.
会堂里头的传道啊，啊，在讲说不可以贪爱世界啊，在副堂里头的聊天的信徒在聊股票，在啊聊电影。
And in the chapel, the service was focused on not to rely or emphasize the world, but then these members in the lobby were discussing their stocks or what movies they saw last week.
哦，会堂的传道在勉励说，我们要凡事感恩。
In the chapel, the sermon was about that we must give thanks to everything.
哦，副堂里头的信徒啊，啊，在那边抱怨教会，啊，抱怨长职，抱怨负责人。
And the members in the lobby were criticizing and judging the workers of the church.
哦，会堂的传道在勉励啊，我们要靠神啊，求神医治怜悯。
And in the chapel, the sermon was about we have to rely on God for His healing, for His power.
哦，副堂里头的信徒啊，在聊天呐、啊，哦，在互相推荐哪一个医生比较有效，哪一帖药比较好。
But in the lobby or in the kitchen, these members would discuss their recommendations on which doctor that they recommend or what sort of medicine to take to heal their illnesses.
哦，我们想想看。那这样子是不是把我们好不容易啊，哦，所累积的见证啊，一下子啊，通通给漏掉了
？So if you think about it, wouldn't you say that this scenario or these conditions would cause us to lose all the great effects of our efforts and of our cultivations？
哦，最近呢、啊，这个台湾哦，很多的这个食品呢、啊，受到这个塑化剂哦啊 DEHP 的污染。
And recently we heard the news that there's a lot of food products in Taiwan that have been discovered to have a chemical content in them that's harmful to humans.
哦，或许啊，这个也是给我们呢、啊、一个很大的提醒。
And perhaps this gives us a great alert or alarm or warning.
哦，若不是神啊保守看顾啊，人能做什么？
That if really it wasn't for the guidance or the protection of God, what is it that we can accomplish?
哦，你吃再多的这个健康食品啊，可能啊，你也吃了很多这些污染的这个食品。
And even if you took a lot of health foods, but in actuality you are taking in a lot of chemicals and poison for onto yourself.
哦，所以我们呢、啊，真的要在言语上哦，要谨慎。
So we must be alert and be cognizant of our words and our tongue.
那、哦、再来我们啊、来看雅各书第三章。
Let's turn back to James chapter 3.
那、哦、我们继续来看第九节。
Verse 9.
九节，我们用舌头啊、颂赞那为主为父的，又用舌头咒诅那照着神形象被造的人。十节。
Ten.
颂赞和咒诅从一个口里出来。我的弟兄们，这是不应当的。十一节。
Eleven.
泉源从一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水吗？好、哦，在这里告诉我们。
Here it tells us this.、
哦、我们应当要洁净我们的口，哦，来归神所用。
That we have to cleanse our mouths so that we could be used by God.
哦，雅各长老告诉我们，我们的口啊，只能够有一个用途。
Elder James tells us that we can only use our mouth for one function.
哦，如同一个泉水哦，这个泉源呢、啊，不可能流出哦甜的与苦的两种水来呀。
And the analogy that he used was that there cannot be fresh water and salt water coming out from the same spring.
哦，同样我们的口啊，啊、哦、不应当一方面称颂神，另一方面来咒诅人。
Likewise.We cannot use our tongue to praise God, and at the same time curse others.
哦，来讲人是非呀、啊。
That we cannot use our mouths to cause quarrels.
哦，来说人闲话。
And to gossip.
哦，就好像说，哦，不会有人呐、啊、用这个洗脚的盆子啊来洗碗的。
Another example would be that people will not use the water that they use to wash their feet to wash their face at the same time.
用这个洗碗的这个盆子啊来洗脸的。
Nor would they use their dishwater to bathe themselves.
我们呢用我们的嘴巴来传讲得救的福音。
So we use our tongue and our mouth to preach and proclaim the gospel of God.
来介绍这位独一的真神。
We use our mouths to introduce the only one God.
所以我们应当要分别为圣。
That's why, therefore, we have to keep our mouth clean and away from evil things.
要归神所有, 要专为神所用。
And that we have to be exclusive in our mouth as function for God to use only.
所以啊, 我们如果要扮演好神托付我们的责任。
So we have to play a role or carry up our duties as assigned accordingly by God.
我们用我们的言语啊, 来传扬得救的福音。
Through our tongue, we would proclaim and share the gospel of salvation to others.
我们应该首先要在言语上, 要能够啊, 做众人的榜样。
And once again, through our words, through our mouth, that we have to be examples for other people to follow.
过榜样的生活。
We must live a life of example.
这是第一个, 我们要在言语上做榜样。
So that's the first point or example that we must carry up in our daily living.
保罗在 勉励提摩太, 除了在言语上要做榜样, 第二个就是要在行为上做榜样。
Other than encouraging Timothy to be righteous in his speech, Paul also encouraged Timothy to also set an example in his conduct.
从事教育工作的人啊, 都知道说, 这个言教啊, 不如身教来得好。
And those who worked in the in education knows that it's much effective to teach by example or action than by just philosophy or words.
只有言语没有行为啊, 那言语啊, 便是空谈啊, 只是呼口号而已。
If you just teach words and philosophies or concepts but do not provide examples or action, then all your teachings are in vain.
口中啊, 可以说得很好听, 但如果没有实际的行为配合啊, 那甚至是一种谎言啊。
No matter how eloquent in your delivery is, that if you do not follow up with actions, then you are basically misleading others.
是一点价值都没有的。
And it would be meaningless.
小弟记得, 在台湾, 这个念书的时候,
I remember when I was in Taiwan during the time when I was going to school.
学校哦, 这个同学之间呢, 很多人抽烟呢。
That there's a lot of students in my school that smoked.
那学校为了要, 告诉哦, 这些学生抽烟不好。
And in order for the school to teach the students that it is bad to smoke.
特别请了医院的医生哦, 来讲这个抽烟的害处。
They specially invited the doctors from hospital to come to teach, to give them a learning as to the effects of smoking.
把全校的学生集合在大礼堂来听课。
They gathered everyone in the Great Hall so that they can listen to this seminar.
那这个医生哦, 又是用影片, 又是用 PowerPoint, 把这个抽烟的害处哦, 还有那个解剖哦, 那个抽烟的人那个肺哦, 整个都是黑色的哦, 也给大家看。
So the doctor went through his presentation in great length and detail in explaining the bad effects of smoking through his study and through examples and pictures.
甚至还有这个道具哦, 点一根烟啊, 这个在那个道具上面哦, 没有多久哦, 那个里头那张本来是白色的纸啊, 就变成黄色的。
He even had props to show and demonstrate that when smoking, that the smoke would contaminate your lung.
看得哦, 这个, 那些抽烟的瘾君子们齁，个个啊齁，面色齁，面如土色啊齁，大家啊都想说，哇，这个要戒烟了，要戒烟了。
And we can see clearly that those people that smoked after seeing that, they were very afraid of the health risk, and they probably want to quit.
好，到了下课，中场休息时间。
However, after during the intermission or the break time of that session,
看到这个医生走到外面去了。
And the doctor walked outside of the classroom.
从容不迫地从口袋里头拿出香烟就点了起来。
The doctor took out a cigarette from his pocket and started to smoke.
这所有的学生看到这一幕不知道要讲什么。
And all the students were shocked and did not know what to say when they saw that.
医生，你刚刚不是讲抽烟不好吗？
Doctor, didn't you say that there's a health risk involved in smoking?
那你现在怎么自己在抽烟呢？
Why is it that you're smoking now yourself?
所以啊，原本小弟的那些同学啊，打算要戒烟的，纷纷也把香烟都点上了。
And those people, or my fellow students, probably were determined to quit after seeing that they took out their cigarette and smoked as well.
我们想想看接下来那个下半场无论这个医生在说什么，有没有人会相信
？So if you think about it, the second session of that class, there's nothing that the doctor would be able to say that would have an effect on the students anymore.
所以言语必须要有行为来配合。
So our words must follow up with conduct or actions.
同样的
Likewise.
如果我们有这个光明的内心呢？
Even if we have a very bright and pure heart,
我们也一定会有清洁的行为。
Consequently, we will have good actions to follow.
好，在马太福音那里记载。
In Matthew's book of Matthew's, it records this.
有一次这个法利赛人和西律党的人来见耶稣。
And that there once was some Pharisees and some other people that they came to visit Jesus.
一开始就猛灌耶稣迷汤。讲很多好听的话。
When they came upon Jesus, they spoke a lot of words to praise Jesus.
我们来看马太福音的二十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew's chapter 22.
十五节。
Verse 15.
马太福音二十二章十五节。
Matthew chapter 22, verse 15.
当时法利赛人出去商议怎样就着耶稣的话陷害他。16节，16，就打发他们的门徒同西律党的人去见耶稣，说：“夫子，我们知道你是诚实人，并且诚诚实实传神的道，什么人你都不寻情面，因为你不看人的外貌。”17节，17，请告诉我们你的意见如何？纳税给该撒。可以不可以？18节，18，耶稣看出他们的恶意，就说：“假冒伪善的人啊，为什么试探我？”19节，19，拿一个上税的钱给我看，他们就拿一个银钱来给他。20节，20，耶稣说：“这像和号是谁的？”21节，21，他们说是该撒的。耶稣说：“这样，该撒的物当归给该撒。”神的物当归给神。22节，22，他们听见就稀奇，离开他走了。这里记载着当时这些法利赛人同着西律党的人要来试探耶稣。
Here records the verses of which Pharisees came along with the Herodians and wanting to trap Jesus with his words.
一开始他们对耶稣所说的话是多么的动听。
In the beginning, they sweet-talked Jesus.
我们知道你是个诚实的人，诚诚实实传神的道，什么人你都不寻情面，因为你不看人的外貌。
They said to him that we know that you are a man of integrity and you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are.
好像很真心诚意的敬佩耶稣。
They came across as if they were very zeal or fervent followers of Jesus.
其实是存着恶意来的。
But in actuality, they come with evil intent.
耶稣是天上的神, 是鉴察人心的神, 怎么会看不出来?
Jesus is the is God, and therefore how he searches people's minds and souls. So of course he knew about their evil intent.
哦，耶稣啊, 当然能够看出他们的恶意啊。
So therefore he was able to spot their evil intent.
哦，所以这些人 他们的假谦卑, 他们假意的请教啊, 都不是真实的行为。
So these people, their fake fervency for God, and their fake positive words for God.
哦，在人的面前啊, 也许能骗骗人, 能讨好人。
In front of people, they probably are able to get away with cheating them or swaying them.
哦，但是当需要向主交账的时候,
However, on the day of the judgment day, when they have to give account for their actions,
虚假的东西啊, 在主的面前是站立不住的。
All these hypocrisies will not stand in front of the judgment of God.
哦，所以啊, 我们如果拥有光明的内心, 就一定会有清洁的行为。
So if we have a pure and righteous heart, then we would follow that with a good conduct or actions.
哦，第二个。
Second.
哦，有真实的内心呢, 哦，也才能够有光明的行为。
In order for us to have a pure and righteous heart, then we'll be able to have good conducts.
哦，在马太福音的第二章那里记载。
Turn to Matthew chapter 2.
这个东方的博士们，他们要来敬拜这个耶稣啊。
And the magi from the east, they are setting out to visit baby Jesus.
所以他们就来请问这个分封的王希律，这个耶稣要降生在哪里？
So therefore, they came and consulted with the king Herod, and wanting to find out where Jesus would be born.
哦，所以当希律王从这些博士们的口中得知救主降生的信息。
When King Herod heard of the news of the birth of Jesus,
他内心就十分的不安。
And he was disturbed from within.
心里想说。 如果不除掉耶稣，那将来江山不就要拱手让人了吗？
Because to him, he felt threatened by Jesus because he's such a great person.
于是他私底下把这些博士们找了来。
Yeah, therefore, he called together the Magi or his priests.
详细的查问，他们是什么时候发现这个星的？
He wanted to find out exactly how they came to this conclusion.
要推算出这个耶稣他实际的年龄。
And he wanted to find out the age of Jesus.
以便要来捕杀耶稣。
So that he may be able to capture him and kill him.
但是表面上却是装出一派的虔诚。
But superficially, the words of Herod make appear as he had good intent.
要这些博士们找到耶稣，赶快来回报，他也要去敬拜救主。He
basically made it sound to the Magi that he wants to find out the detail of Jesus so that he could also go and pay respect to him.
所以这一种没有真实的内心。
So we can see that he did not have a righteous heart.
与这个私底下找博士们来问的行径，这个是相互呼应的，是见不得人的。
And he secretly called for the Magi to discuss this matter, but in ill intent.
果然在发现自己被博士们愚弄之后，怒杀伯利恒市井所有两岁以下的男童。
And after he found that he was lied to by the Magi, in his wrath, and wanted to killed all the baby child under the age of 2 in Bethlehem.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书五章八节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8.
五章第八节，从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。保罗勉励以弗所教会的信徒啊，要像光明的子女。
Here Paul encourages the members from the Ephesians church that they must be like light in the Lord.
哦，我们呢、啊，当常常行在光明里头啊。
And when we live in the light of the Lord.
哦，如果我们在主的光中行走。
If we walk in the light of the Lord.
哦，就能够真实的活在神的面前。
Then we will truly be living in the presence of God.
毫无遮掩。
We have nothing to hide.
哦，如此啊，便能够在行为上做榜样。
And consequently, then we will have good actions.To produce.
哦，啊，这个是保罗勉励提摩太的第二个，要在行为上做榜样。
So this is the second encouragement from Paul to Timothy in that he must, well, we must be set examples in our conduct.、
哦、有光明的内心，有真实的内心。
That we have to have a heart of light of the Lord and also a righteous heart.
一定会有清洁的行为。
Consequently, then we will produce good conduct.
能够做人的榜样。
Then we can become examples for other people.
哦，我们再来看第三个。
Let's look at the third thing that Paul mentioned.
要在爱心上做榜样。
That we have to be set an example in our love for others.
哦，没有信主的人。
Those who have not believed in Christ.
哦，以这个言语跟行为啊，成为生活的全部了。
Many people would emphasize speech and conduct as everything in their lives.
哦，但是我们这些信主的人
，However, as Christians,
我们还要加上哦后面的这三个。
We still have to add upon the three more things that were mentioned by Paul.
爱心、
Love,
信心。还有清洁。
Love, faith, and purity.
哦，我们先看爱心的部分。
Let's discuss love first.
哦，首先我们来思考爱心，哦，跟这个托付之间的关系啊。
And let's look at love first.
哦，箴言的第十章二十六节那里说啊。
If we look at Proverbs chapter 10, it tells us this.
哦，说懒惰人叫猜他的人。如触稻芽，如烟熏目。二十六节啊。
Verse 26, Proverbs 10:26, chapter 10, verse 26.
好，所以当我们啊有重要的事情要拜托人帮忙的时候。
It basically says that if we have something important that we need others' help,
哦，请人代为处理的时候，
and if we need other people to take care of something for us,
哎，我们一定不会随随便便找个人呢。
That we will not just arbitrarily find anyone to help us.
我们一定会找一个值得我们托付的人。
That we will find someone that's trustworthy.
哦，当然，这个人也肯定是啊，很注重我们的人呢。
And of course, that this person that we seek help from would also someone important to us.
哦，爱我们所爱，喜我们所喜的。
That they will share our love and our joy.
哎，哦，这个亚伯拉罕他要为他的儿子找一个老婆啊。
And we all know that Abraham wanted to find a son for.Or a wife for his son.
哎，他找哦，啊，他最忠心的这个老仆人来办这件事情。
So he entrusted this matter to his most trusted servant.
哦，如果这个老仆人呢，他不爱他的主人亚伯拉罕。
If this servant did not have the same trust or love for Abraham.
哦，那岂肯啊？忠心的来办理这个事情呢
？Then the servant will not necessarily carry out his task with loyalty.
哦，随随便便啊，应付交差了事就好了。
He would just arbitrarily find someone therefore than to complete his task.
哦，但是因为他深爱他的主人。
But because the servant loved Abraham.
哦，他不时哦这个艰辛哦回到他主人的故乡去呀，为他的小主人找一个贤惠的妻子。
He traveled very far to the hometown of Abraham, just so that he could look for a good wife for Abraham's son.
哦，同样的，保罗啊。
Likewise, Paul.
哦，如果他不深爱他的同胞。
That if he did not love his people.
哦，甚至他情愿在他的生命册上与主无分。
To the point that he loved them, that he was willing.For their sake to be blotted out from the book of life.
那他怎么能够啊为主所托而受苦
？So that was his strength and drive behind being able to suffer for Christ.
哦，为他的同胞啊不愿意信主而心里着急呀。
That he cared and longed for the faiths and spiritual condition of his people.
哦，同样的，今天呢、啊？我们如果爱我们所爱的人
，Likewise today, if we love those people that love us,
我们对他所托付、所请求我们的事情，也一定会看重哦，会摆在重要的位置上。
That we would only cherish or take the matter that have been entrusted by them to us very seriously.
好、哦。会提早做准备。
That we will make preparations for them.
哦，不会说啊，我忘了。
Or we wouldn't say, oh, I forgot.
今天呢、啊，我们如果真正爱主耶稣
，Today if we truly love Jesus Christ，
我们对于教会所委托我们所做的任何的圣工
，That regarding any tasks that we have been assigned to in church，
我们也一定会啊。哦，提早做准备。
That we will make early preparations for these tasks.
哦，不会说啊，啊我忘了。
Well, we won't say that I forgot.
哦，啊，所以爱心哈、哦、跟这个托付啊是并行的。
So, love is concurrent with our sense of duty for God.
哦，再来。
Moreover,
爱心跟服事也是一致的。
That love is also in one accord with servitude.
一个真正爱主的人
，a person truly that loves God.
哦，不是单单呐、啊，只在嘴巴上啊挂着啊，我爱主，我爱主。
This person will not merely just pay lip service in saying that he or she loves God.
哦，而是会有实际的行动表现。
But rather that through their love, that their actions will reflect upon their love for God.
服事就是其中的一项。
And serving the Lord is one of that evidence of their love.
哦，比如说我们深爱一个人的时候。
For example, if we truly love a person.
我们会思念他，肯为他舍弃。
We would be willing to sacrifice ourselves for that person.
哦，甘心为他工作，甚至啊为他受苦都觉得很快乐。
That we would be willing to work for that person, even to the point that we would be willing to suffer for them.
哦，有一个妈妈哦在抱怨她的女儿。
There once was a mother who was complaining about her daughter.
平常在家里叫她洗个碗都不要，礼拜天一大早跑去她男朋友家替她打扫。
And that usually I can't even get my daughter to wash dishes at our house, but Sunday morning she would just run off to her boyfriend's house to help him wash his dishes.
哦，因为啊，心中有爱嘛。
That's because her daughter is filled with love for her boyfriend.
哦，这个就是爱的表现。
And that's representation of love.
哦，啊，因为啊，哦，我们肯为我们所爱的人牺牲
，that we're willing to suffer for those who we love。
哦，就好像这个《创世纪》里头的雅各
，just like in Genesis Jacob。
哎，他为了他所心爱的这个小表妹拉结啊，哎啊，付出了14年的这个哈、哦、这个光阴呐、啊，来服侍啊他的这个母舅拉班呢、啊。
And that he was willing to serve more than 10 10 years or 14 years of his time just so that he can win the trust of his mother-in-law.
Oh, 拉班和他的舅舅, uncle.
His uncle.
Hey, 那圣经上说, 他看这七年哦, 好像几天一样,
and in the Bible, it says that he saw that the years that he's put in as just days.
因为啊, 他心中有爱,
because he had love.
有爱就不成问题了,
and those who have love, then all is possible.
所以爱能够啊, 让人为所爱的人受苦。
So, if we have love in our hearts, then we would be willing to suffer.
而且啊, 不会埋怨的。
And we would not complain about it.
有一个母亲有四个女儿。
There once was a mother, she had four daughters.
这四个女儿平常都说啊, 妈妈我好爱你哦。
And these four daughters would often say to their mother that they love her.
这个母亲啊，晚上做的丰盛的这个菜肴啊，一起吃饭。
And the mother would cook for them to eat.
每个都说啊，好好吃哦，妈妈，谢谢你哦，妈妈你真好，妈妈我爱你。
And a lot of them, her daughters would compliment her mother in the food that she prepared and say to her that they love her.
吃完饭啊，面对满桌的狼藉啊，这妈妈说哦，今天妈妈特别累啊，有哪一个孝顺的女儿啊，愿意帮妈妈哦，来洗碗的。
And so because of the fact that the mother worked all day and was tired from cooking, she then asked her four daughters who would be willing to help her to clean up.
一个说明天要考试，一个说还有很多功课还没写，一个说啊，我最讨厌那油腻腻的碗。
And one said that they had a test to study for tomorrow. One said that they don't have time or that they don't like to the oil from the dishes.
就只有一个女儿哦。 安安静静的把碗筷收拾好拿去洗。
There was only one daughter that quietly took all the dishes away, cleaned up the table and washed them.
谁是真正爱她母亲的？
So who truly loved the mother?
就是那一位肯服侍的女儿了。
It's the daughter that is willing to serve her.
所以让我们知道这个爱跟服侍是有关系的。
So it tells us that love is concurrent with serving or servitude.
有爱就会有服侍。
In order for us to serve, we must have love.
那今天我们在神的家里头。
So today, as we work and dwell in the house of God,
我们看到很多弟兄姐妹，他们心甘情愿的来服侍神，来服侍其他的弟兄姐妹。
And we see a lot of members that they are willing and volunteers their time to serve the Lord.
不是说他们爱出风头，不是说他们向教会有拿薪水有领钱的。
It's not because that they wanted to show off or that they have some benefits that they can receive from church.
而是他们爱主，他们爱我们弟兄姐妹。
It's rather because that they love the Lord and they love the members of our church.
所以如果我们不愿意服侍在教会里头，
So if we are not willing to serve and work for God in our church,
我们很有可能我们对主的爱认识还不够，
And perhaps that we do not have the understanding of the love of God.
我们应该求神的爱来激励我们。
We must ask God to inspire us.
让我们因着爱主， 我们愿意来服侍主。
So that we're willing to serve the Lord because of our love for Him.
因为有爱才有服侍。
And so again, we serve because we have love.
没有爱的人， 神是不会把服侍的工作托付给我们的。
Those that are without love, God will not assign tasks or duties for that person to carry out.
就像主耶稣复活之后问彼得啊。
Just like Jesus, after he had resurrected, he asked Peter,
你爱我吗?
Do you love me?
三次问彼得。
He asked Peter three times.
然后才交付给他任务跟工作使命。
And then after that, he entrusted Peter in his tasks.
喂养我的羊。
That feed my sheep.
如果今天我们没有爱。
That today, if we do not have love,
神是不会给我们工作做的。
And God will not entrust to us things to do.
神给我们工作做，就是因为我们有爱。
Jesus gives us tasks in serving him because he knows we have love.
因为我们懂得爱神，我们懂得爱人。
For that we understand to love God and to love people.
我们才配得来服侍神，来服侍弟兄姐妹。
Then we are worthy of serving others and serving God.
所以这个也是保罗要提摩太做榜样的其中的一项。
So again, that this is something that Paul wanted Timothy to set as an example for other people to follow.
在爱心上做榜样。
That he has to become examples in his love for others.
因为时间的关系
So because of time.
我们在信心还有在清洁上，我们留在下午再继续来分享。
I'd like to discuss faith and purity in our afternoon session.
那我们现在我们就直接一起来做感谢的祷告。
So now let us all kneel down to pray.
那我们要接受按手帮助祷告的弟兄姐妹以及朋友们，那我们可以到前面来。
Those of us who would like to be laid hand upon, please come forward to the chapel.
我们也为身体欠安的，为灵性软弱的弟兄姐妹、慕道朋友来代祷。
Let us also pray for those who are physically not well and also spiritually weak.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.